The 300 members of the Vermont Air National Guard deployed to Southwest Asia are missing the holidays at home, but as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, they are not short on holiday cheer.
On Christmas Day, at least one Vermont Air National Guard F-16 fighter jet was over Iraq, supporting the multinational coalition fighting the so-called Islamic State. But a photo taken of the jet from a refueling plane showed that it wasn't just another day providing air support. The pilot was wearing a Santa hat.
The airmen, obviously, their spirits are high.
Captain Diana Allen says the Guard is working here in Vermont to support the families of the deployed members and also coordinated with family readiness groups to send holiday care packages.
It's got to be tough to be deployed on the holiday season, and, you know, our families are working through that as well. So we're just really wishing them all the best for the holidays. You know, we're making sure that all of our families are being taken care of and that we're reaching out to all of them as well.
This deployment is different from past Guard deployments because military officials have so far refused to say where exactly the Green Mountain Boys were deployed. Officials will only say that they're somewhere in Southwest Asia, which includes much of the Middle East. Deployed Guard members have been asked not to share which country they're in.
I don't think the intent is to be secret. What the intent is there are host nation sensitivities.
So what does that mean for family members who wanted to send gifts or holiday care packages to their deployed loved ones?
There's an APO system that the military uses whenever we're deployed somewhere. So families can actually, if they have the address, they can send packages to their loved ones.
APO stands for Air Post Office, or Army Post Office if it's an Army deployment. And instead of addressing packages to a physical location like with normal mail, senders address their packages to the specific unit and then add the APO number, which serves as kind of a zip code that tells the military where to send it. The difference is that the military doesn't necessarily share the exact location associated with an APO number, so friends and family who sent Vermont-shaped holiday cookies to the deployed Air Guard members didn't even have to know which country the cookies would end up in. The holidays came early on in this deployment, which started early last month and is set to last into this spring. Allen says the exact return date isn't public yet for security reasons.
As that date draws closer, obviously we'll be able to give out just a little bit more information. And then when they actually arrive, that would be the timeline that we can say, okay, you know, all of our troops are back on ground, safe and sound, home with their families.
Until then, she says strong support from employers, coworkers, and loved ones helps the Guard members and their families through the deployment. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.